This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So now with the coronavirus, we transition into full media and government cover-up mode. We've now entered that stage. Now, how do you know if it's a cover-up? Well, the answer is the truth is always the opposite of what the media is pushing. So when the swine flu virus or H5N1 or SARS or whatever, when those, some of those were not a big deal. I mean, some were, but the ones that weren't were being heavily, aggressively pushed by the media. You know, stage six pandemic declared by the World Health Organization even before there had been infections in multiple countries. But in a real pandemic, they will downplay it. They will tell you, no, there's no pandemic. Even when there is human-to-human transmission confirmed in multiple countries, as there is now with coronavirus, we've got, you know, cases spreading in Japan, in Taiwan, in Canada. A woman died in Thailand. There's confirmed cases in Germany. It's all over. And there's 200 flights a day out of China right now, landing in cities like London, New York, Los Angeles, Toronto, Vancouver, Boston, you know, and Sydney, all over the world. And of course, flying to Korea and Japan and Taiwan, all the Asian countries as well, the Philippines. It's already broken out of any containment. They just haven't caught up yet on the diagnostics. And the Chinese government is, of course, deliberately downplaying the number of people infected. So now the governments of the world go into cover-up mode. That's all they've got now is to just say, well, we're going to pretend it doesn't exist. We're going to pretend it's not that bad. And since there's a long lag time on this, 8-day incubation period, it takes roughly 7 days for it to double in terms of the number of people infected, doubles every 7 days, then they can actually carry out this cover-up for a long time. So I saw articles in the media that were calling me fake news 3 days ago for the exact thing that they're reporting today. So when I'm 3 days ahead, it's fake news. It's not true till they say it's true, apparently. So when I was reporting the Hong Kong University, 44,000 estimated infections, they said, oh, that's fake news. And then now today they're like, well, it's probably way more than that. It's so pathetic. These media people who are all just scientifically illiterate. They don't know how viruses work or replication, or they probably don't even understand what incubation time is. They are actually illiterate when it comes to science and health and virology and things like that. So they have no clue what they're talking about. But they've been ordered now to downplay the virus, downplay it, to cover it up. And this is clear in the coverage. And of course, it's clear in the actions of the Chinese government. They're downplaying it probably by a factor of 90%. You know, good estimates from good scientists, credible teams, are estimating that the official numbers are 10 times higher than what China has put out there. And then sort of the more questionable sources out there are saying, no, it's more like 20 times higher. So you believe what you want to believe, but if you believe the official Chinese figures, then, you know, you're insane, because they've already admitted they're opening up 100,000 more hospital beds and that they're burning through 100,000 full body biohazard suits every day. So how can you use 100,000 bio suits every day in China if you only have less than 5,000 people infected? See, it makes no sense. The numbers don't add up. I mean, they're lying to us. But the U.S. is also now lying to us as well. And that's really the focus of this podcast, the U.S. Now, I don't directly blame Trump for this. As I mentioned in a previous podcast, Trump is not educated in the life sciences. He's not a virologist. He doesn't understand epidemiology. He's not a scientist, doesn't run a lab, and so on. He's a smart guy. He's very successful in other areas of business, obviously, such as being a real estate developer. He's a genius in that area, and some would say he's a genius in politics, or if you hate Trump, you would say he's a moron, I suppose, but he does continue to outmaneuver the Democrats. But he doesn't know virology. He doesn't know epidemiology. So as a result, I think Trump does not have the qualifications to directly understand the implications of keeping America's cities and airports wide open. So he's relying on the advice from advisors, probably from the CDC. And we know the CDC is a criminal enterprise run by dishonest, bad faith people who are all into depopulation vaccines. In fact, I was being interviewed today by Alan Keyes on his show, IMTV, or Let's Talk America is the name of the show. The network is imtv.us. And he asked me this question, essentially saying, is it possible that health authorities in the United States actually want this virus to succeed and to cause a pandemic and to cause depopulation in the United States? That was essentially his question, although I'm paraphrasing. And my answer to him was, well, right now, I think the issues are just chaos and incompetence on the part of the CDC. I don't yet see this as a depopulation agenda from the point of view of the CDC. Maybe it will get there if the cover-up continues, but right now I just see the CDC as being totally incompetent and basically dishonest and you know, rooted in criminal contempt for humanity and science, by the way. They are some of the most dishonest quack scientists in the world. But I don't think they're yet trying to kill people. However, the media and the radical left is a different story. The radical left, ever since Trump got elected, the radical left has wanted to see America destroyed. Their philosophy is that if they can't rule something, they want to destroy it. And the same holds true with America. If they can't rule America, they want to see it brought down. They'd love to see a stock market crash. In fact, a lot of these prominent leftists like Bill Maher, they're begging for a stock market crash. And they say the chaos would be worth it to get rid of Trump. They want to see mass chaos. They want to see violence on the borders. They want to see an increasing drug problem and a cartel trafficking problem. And they want to see civil war. That's why they always hype up race wars. That's why Obama, one of the most prominent things he did in the White House was stoke race wars and stage things for race wars. They want chaos. They benefit from chaos. So there is, I think, especially among the left-wing media, there is a deliberate effort and kind of a hope behind the scenes on their part that they want to see this coronavirus explode. They want to see mass death. And think how foolish they are in wanting this, given that the coronavirus pandemic is most likely to devastate liberal cities. That's who's going to be hit the hardest in this, the liberal cities, especially among the West Coast. And yet, they seem to think that somehow this is going to get rid of Trump. Are you kidding me? You know, we did the math on this before. Based on the projections, if this were just unleashed in Los Angeles, you could reasonably expect, based on current numbers, 1.4 million people dead in Los Angeles from this pandemic. Now, I'm not predicting that. That's a worst case number. I don't think it's likely to ever get to that number. But the left-wing media would love this, apparently. They would love to see 1.4 million dead in Los Angeles, as long as it took Trump out of office. You see, they don't care. They don't care what happens to America. They don't care what happens to public health. They don't care about human suffering. They just want to destroy Trump. And now I think some people on the left, they see this coronavirus as just a weapon system that can take out the president that they cannot seem to get removed through all the other methods and tricks. They want to take Trump down, and so far they haven't been able to do it. So coronavirus is apparently very welcomed to the leftists. They're almost celebrating it, but I mean, they're downplaying it so that it spreads more. But in their own minds, behind the scenes, I think they're cheering it on. They would love to see the U.S. economy gutted by the coronavirus pandemic. So that's another sobering thought to add to your treasure chest of other, you know, realizations and like jaw-dropping truths. But stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And of course, you can hear my podcasts and videos at brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. Stay safe. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also, glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.